October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Soft rock that rocked the yacht. It's Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Must be 21 to attend concert.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
It's time for Badger football. Get ready to plan your trip to Camp Randall this fall and enjoy our time-honored traditions like jump around and the iconic tunes of the Wisconsin Marching Band. With great tickets still available, you can join the crowd for exciting matchups against longtime conference foes like Penn State and brand-new Big Ten rival Oregon. Don't miss your chance to experience Badger football game day. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Hey friends, Matt and Matt here for Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your home for Wisconsin football.
You got to come out here, you got to compete, you got to make each other better.
Looks the throw, looks right, looks left, throws left, end zone, caught, Tucker Ashcraft, touchdown Wisconsin.
It's about effort, it's about intensity.
Ricardo Holman from one end of the yard to the other.
You got to find that edge that you can get to and then keep trying to push it.
Picked off by Wisconsin, Preston Sackman, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
It's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors. Learn more at join139.com. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good morning from Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall Stadium, alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herb, Mike Keller, Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson, who's back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. Welcome to Wisconsin football. Big game America today as all eyes on Madison, Wisconsin, as the Badgers square off against the Alabama Crimson Tide, a program that has stood above the rest for some two decades. Nick Saban returning the program to glory and then some. He retires. Kalen DeBoer steps in. They have won their first two games, as have the Badgers. And Tausch, a massive test, a massive opportunity for Luke Fickell and his guys today.
It is. I really just want to start off and just say how blessed we are to be up here. The fighter pilot going over the top and this atmosphere. It is such a great opportunity for this team as well, because I think nationally there's always this kind of a stigma about where does Wisconsin rank. Nobody ever has us up in that top tier. Well, how you get yourself elevated is by winning games like today. And I know there's a lot of people don't think we have a fighting chance, but you have this atmosphere, you have an Alabama team in here, and you have every opportunity to go out and execute at a high level and shock the world and put yourself in that equation. Kind of take notice that this Luke Fickell era is here and we're ready to elevate.
And before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get to our keys to the game presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers in the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox.
Yeah, it's real simple to say. It's going to be a whole lot of difficulty in doing it. That is slowing down this run game, and especially Jalen Milroe, the quarterback. You always think stop big plays, but I think today Wisconsin gave up a little bit last week in that third quarter running the football. I think today it is of importance that you keep this team not normal down and distance. You can't give them a two-way option where they can run, pass, and have everything at their disposal. You need to make them predictable so your defense can be uber aggressive, because I really think the key to this game is going to be third downs and getting in a position where you can be the attacker. You can't be sitting here with a bunch of third and threes, because that's when Alabama can open it all up and have the run, the play action, and everything else. So today you have to have your eyes on Milroe, making sure that he is not going to beat you outside of that pocket with those long runs and what he can do with that.
You certainly feel the excitement in our broadcast booth. Let's get a feel of what it's like down on the surface, Barry Alvarez Field, here at Camp Randall Stadium, as we check in with Patrick Hurd.
Sometimes Camp Randall Stadium can have a little bit of time to wake up, especially for an 11 a.m. game. We will have no such issue today. From the pageantry of the stripe out and the pom-poms of corresponding colors to the energy that's been in the city for the last few days, Camp Randall seems to be meeting the moment. The Wisconsin team just ran on the field, and it's as loud as this has been all season already, and we haven't even snapped the ball. As you guys mentioned, it's a blessing to be here for this one, and this is big-time college football. Let's have some fun.
Speaking of big, the honorary captain today, Aaron Gibson. As big as you can find in college football or football at any level, the UW Athletic Hall of Famer, just one of the great guys. Tausch, you know him, a teammate. He's the honorary captain
today. Yeah,
he
looks great, too.
Yes.
I still notice he's lost some weight, but I still notice before the game, it's hot down there. He's finding that fan. Big guys are always going to find fans, cooling things. But obviously, Aaron Gibson, I know we've been celebrating Ron Dayne, and there's a little sign up above his number retired of the real rushing leader of all time. And Gibby, obviously, a huge part of that.
Let's go down to the field for the coin toss. Referee is Ron Snodgrass.
Alabama, as visitors, you'll call the toss. I'll have you give me your call before we flip the coin. You repeat his call. This is the coin. The zebra head is the head, and the backside's the tail. What's your call?
Tails.
He's called tails. We'll let it hit the ground. It is a tail. Alabama has won the toss.
We wanted to first.
And Alabama won the toss, deferred their choice to the second half. Wisconsin, you'll receive. Which goal you want to kick from? Put your backs to the goal.
All right, there you go. The Badgers will have the first crack, and Wisconsin will receive, go left to right as we see it, north to south here at Camp Randall Stadium.
So was that the zebra head, and then he said zebra backside? So is that like a zebra?
Yeah, backside. We'll just stick with that.
A keister, if you will.
Okay. Yeah, keister.
Right.
That's good. Yeah, didn't know where you were going there at first.
Yeah, and you know what? It's always interesting to see what happens. Most teams defer, right? You want to get that opportunity to double dip at the end of a half. I'm always curious if you don't defer, and obviously Alabama did. I love the fact that Wisconsin gets to go out and kind of set the tone, get that ball. A lot of times a team will come in and they'll want to set their tone on offense. Alabama obviously decided to go the other way, which is the normal thing, but this gives that great opportunity for Wisconsin to really set the tone for what this game's going to all be about.
Alabama in the traveling white uniforms, the crimson trim, Badgers in the home cardinal.
A classic uni, isn't it?
Yeah, they are very classic in their simplicity.
Yep.
Well, the Badgers get a chance to measure themselves against the best program over the past two decades. I know they're not the reigning national champs, but Nick Saban brought a whole bunch of them, six of them, back to T-Town in his time as the coach of the Tide. And we are ready to roll. Vinny Anthony, Cade Iacomelli are the deep men for Wisconsin. Connor Tulte, a redshirt freshman from Chicago, will kick off. Wisconsin and Alabama on a 75-degree, partly cloudy day here in Madison. Light wind coming out of the southeast. And here we go. Tulte with the approach. Kick is in the air. Return chance for Anthony. Right side at the 5 to the 10. 15 across the 20-yard line. Skips a tackle across the 25. And he will be stood up and thrown back there. Right at the 25-yard line. And we are underway at Camp Randall Stadium.
Yeah, and here we go. It's going to be really interesting to watch the approach, because you just had talking to some folks from Alabama. You know, the question was, was Wisconsin holding some stuff back for this, for this game? And we shall see. I do wonder, you have to make sure you can block these boys up front. Alabama always known for that front seven, and they got a good group this year. This is going to be a big test.
Vinny Anthony, Will Pauling out to the left, Bryce and Green to the right, Chez Malusi, the running back, first play from scrimmage. Van Dyke swings it right side of Chez Malusi, trying to break outside, and he gets thrown back behind the line of scrimmage. Getting there is Deontay Lawson, redshirt junior linebacker. This is a terrific linebacking core that Alabama has, and they'll give Malusi right back to the line of scrimmage, or maybe just shy of it. We'll call it a second down at about 10 and a half.
Yeah, and you want to get the ball out of the hand quick. You want to just establish a little bit of rhythm, and that Alabama showed their tackling abilities real quick on that play.
Two receivers left, one on the right. Second down, 10-plus change. Malusi goes in motion to the left. Back to throw, Van Dyke shoots it over the middle. It would look like it was tipped. It was, but it was caught anyway by Will Pauling, who falls to the turf just across the 35-yard line. They'll mark at the 36, and a first down for Wisconsin.
Yeah, the ball was definitely tipped, and Will did a great job. He slid to his keister and had to lift his right arm up and pluck it out of the air. Really good adjustment. Fortunate, anytime there's a tipped ball, you're a little bit nervous on offense. That time it worked.
So go Pauling and Green to the right this time on first and 10 for the 36 of Wisconsin. Van Dyke will pull it, running right. He's across the 40, 45, and slides across the 45 to the 46-yard line. He may have started the slide just short of the first down, and he did at the 45-yard line. That's what we talk about with Van Dyke. Got to pick your spots, and he shows his ability to get something done with his feet.
Yeah, and you're going to see this is with what Wisconsin does offensively. They're going to crash that end. Van Dyke has to pull. Did a nice job there. Almost picked up the first down.
Second and one, Badgers, around 45-yard line. Kekahuna and Pauling, slot left and slot right. Shotgun snap, Van Dyke looking. Pocket's getting tight. He'll shovel it to Malusi. That'll get the job done. They'll get the first down on what amounted to a chest pass from Van Dyke to Malusi. A gain of 2 to the 47 of Wisconsin. Opening possession, 2 minutes in here at Camp Randall.
Yeah, not bad. Jack Nelson did a good job of finishing his guy. And you're right, it was a little Dick Bennett, little boop. Chest pass out. It wasn't the prettiest looking play, but picking up the first down, not taking any negative loss play. Nice job there by Van Dyke.
Two receivers left, one on the right. Tucker Ashcraft, the tight end, wing on the right side. Malusi to the left of the quarterback, and now Ashcraft will motion to the left. Three receivers on that side of the formation. On first and 10, Wisconsin, Van Dyke gets a snap, swings it left, caught by Malusi, and he is hit right away and fights to get back close to the line of scrimmage. Malachi Moore. Get your senior, strong safety, makes the tackle. No gain on the play. Second down and about 10 and a half to go, just shy of the 47-yard line, Wisconsin territory.
Yeah, that was the case. They brought Ashcraft over in motion, and it had a 3-by-1 on that left side, trying to do a little basic little swing pass, and this shows you the speed of this linebacking group to just come collapse, and no gain for Wisconsin.
Pauling motions to the right, three receivers that side of the formation. Lucy remains the running back. Play clock is at five. Van Dyke gets the head high snap, looking to throw, looking right, shoots it right, caught by Pauling. He had covered up right away by Moore. Malachi Moore right at the 50 on a gain of about three, and the Badgers looking at a third down and seven.
Yeah, you're obviously, as Wisconsin, your offensive line, you're looking, all right, we're going to have a tough task ahead of us to block it. They ran a little stunt there, and Wisconsin did a good job of picking that up. Now hurrying up, trying to get a quick one.
Teams have been 5 for 35 against Alabama on third down. Third and seven now for the Badgers at the 50-yard line. Vinny Anthony, Tucker Ashcraft, Will Pauling out to the left, Bryson Green to the right. Tawee Walker is the running back. Snap to Van Dyke, four-man Alabama rush. Van Dyke flushed, moving to his right, looking. He'll run at 50. Van Dyke driven out of bounds. Penalty marker in the secondary. Van Dyke driven to the turf of the 45 of Alabama, 2 yards short of the stick. We got a holding call, and where that is, it looks like the Badgers may get a freebie here. Let's see. Again, Ron Snodgrass is the referee today.
Holding, defense, number one, 10-yard penalty from the end of the play, automatic first down.
That's the cornerback, Delmonte Jackson. Alabama had 13 penalties for 120 yards in last week's game. Now, most of that came from a reshuffled offensive line, but a penalty-plagued team a week ago, and the Badgers get a first down at the Alabama 35-yard line. We're about 4 minutes in, and we have a timeout here in Madison.
Looks like it might be Van Dyke. He took a big physical blow.
Okay, we got to take a commercial break. We'll take a break. 11:01 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin and Alabama, no score. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Give your home a beautiful makeover with flooring options from Mohawk, now at Menards. Add style to your room with Mohawk Vinyl Plank Flooring. It features a realistic wood grain appearance, is waterproof and durable, making it an ideal choice for active households. Stop in today to shop our wide selection of Mohawk flooring options or visit Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'd like to welcome today's game sponsor, Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Tyler Van Dyke, the Badgers quarterback, going into the Mueller Sports Medicine injury tent. As mentioned, he was drilled to the turf on that last play. Braden Locke will be in at quarterback for Wisconsin. 11:01 left first quarter. First and 10 for the Badgers at the tied 35-yard line.
Yeah, Alabama went with a, you know, put three D linemen on, ran a little stunt, and Van Dyke did a great job extending the play, and then took a big blow. He's in the medical tent, Locke in the game.
Yeah, he's out of the medical tent, but they're putting him on the cart. This is Braden Locke's game right now, the redshirt sophomore. Will Pauling, wide right, motions left, snap to Locke, play fake. Braden fires over the middle, and it's incomplete. Intended for Bryson Green. The closest player to it was Zabian Brown, the freshman corner. Second and 10, Wisconsin at the Alabama 35-yard line. Braden Locke appeared in five games a year ago, starting three, including against Ohio State. Played briefly last week against South Dakota. Tawee Walker, the running back, two receivers left, two receivers right. Second and 10, Wisconsin at the Alabama 35-yard line. The game's opening possession. The Badgers on the move, but now their starting quarterback is out. Snap to Locke, looking, shovel pass Walker, and he got swallowed up right away. Waiting for it was LT Overton on the defensive line, a 283-pound junior out of Milton, Georgia, transfer out of Texas A&M. And it's now third down and 10, Wisconsin at the tied 35-yard line.
Yeah, that's a timing thing. Braden was a little quick. Nelson's setting, he's trying to get that defensive end to widen. He kind of stayed square on him. You have to let that pass kind of funnel it right to him for an easy play.
Here we go, third down and 10. Three receivers left, two on the right. Empty backfield, and now Walker, who was slot to the right, will motion into the backfield to the right of the Wisconsin quarterback, takes a snap. Four-man Alabama rush. Locke looks, throws middle, and it's almost picked off by Keon Saab, the Michigan transfer who had two picks in their season opener. Nearly gets one here, but it falls to the turf. Bryson Green, the intended receiver. And it's fourth down, and Nathaniel Vakos will come on to try a long field goal. He hit one from 50 last week. Last year, hit one from 52 against Iowa. This will be a yard beyond that. A 53-yard try from the right hash mark. Kaysen Pfeiffer will snap. Gavin Myers will hold. Badgers looking for points on the game's first possession. Everybody set, snap, spot, kick is away, has the distance, and it is good. Nathaniel Vakos from 53 yards away as the Badgers are first on the board. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. And drive on Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at badgerlandchevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud sponsor of Badger football. We'll take a break. 9:51 left of the first quarter. Wisconsin 3, Alabama nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
$1 million. That's big, really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
When life gets real, start at Kohl's, where we've lowered prices on thousands of items your family needs for whatever life brings. Kohl's, families come first. Dan Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Let's look at the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 10 plays, 35 yards, took 4 minutes, 59 seconds, and it led to a Nathaniel Vakos 53-yard field goal. 3-0 Wisconsin with 9:51 left in the first quarter, but Tyler Van Dyke went out, was in the Mueller Sports Medicine injury tent. Oh, Patrick, do you have any update on Tyler?
The only update I could share right now is that Tyler Van Dyke was taken in a cart into the locker room for further evaluation. He was in the Mueller Sports Medicine tent. They actually had to help him out of the tent onto the cart. So he's dealing with a lower leg injury, and he was clearly frustrated, as you can only imagine, as he was driven off to the locker room. So I just I find it interesting and frustrating that the two biggest games Camp Randall has hosted now, last year against Ohio State and now this one, it's the second string quarterback that's had to lead the way for the Badgers. Hopefully this one could turn out different than last year's.
Well, we talked about it at the beginning of the season. It's up to Braden. It was a spirited competition for that job. Frustrating when you end up second, but stay ready. He's a mature young man. Braden Watt is at the controls. Gavin Lahm to kick off. Kendrick Law is deep, and Lahm will have this one sail about 7 yards deep. That'll be a touchback, and something Lahm has done with regularity. The 12th time he's kicked off, 11 have resulted in touchbacks.
Yeah, that's pretty good odds. So you look at this, and you know Alabama defers. Wisconsin goes down and gets points, and I think normally you'd feel pretty good about that, but obviously that injury on 3rd and 7, you get the penalty, and you go down and get 3 points. Now you get the crowd into it, and this is that tone setter that the defense is going to look to keep this momentum going.
Jalen Milroe, the redshirt junior out of Katy, Texas. There's Ryan Williams, fleet-footed freshman receiver. 1 of 3 on the right. Snap the Milroe, back to throw. Swings the left just as Haynes catches outside the numbers across the 30-yard line. Hit first by Nizer Forkurine and then Tackett Curtis, but it's still a gain of 10 yards right at the marker at the 35-yard line of Alabama. First down.
And this is the balance. You have to stop this run game. You have to slow it down. You have to bring bodies out. You're going to have a lot of one-on-one out in space. You have to make those tackles quickly.
Alabama right back on the ball. Trips to the left. Milroe pulls it. Throws it. Williams catches in traffic, and he is taken down behind the line of scrimmage. Preston Zachman getting through some traffic to get to the receiver. A loss of 1 to the 34 of the Tide, 2nd and 11.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. He just burrowed over wideout Kendrick Law, trying to do a little wideout quick pass and a one-on-one block. He wasn't having it. Stuffed him right at the line.
Trips to the left. Justice Haynes, the running back, to the right of Milroe. Emmanuel Henderson loops in motion left to right. Snap the Milroe, back to throw. A lot of time to scan, looking. Tosses it out to the right. It's caught by Henderson across the 35. He gets through 2 tackle attempts and drives for the first down. Finally taken down by Leon Lowry at the 45-yard line, but he made 2 Badgers miss. And it looks like they may mark him just short. It'll be 3rd down and inches, just shy of the Alabama 45.
Yeah, way too much time. He padded, and he threw it out. That's where you have to make that tackle in space.
Here's the handoff on 3rd and short. Big hole up the middle. Justice Haynes, across midfield, inside the 45, down to the 44-yard line of Wisconsin. First down, Alabama, with 8:12 left in the first quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin.
Way too easy. A little tempo. Alabama ran a little tempo on 3rd and short, and a big gaping hole off of their right offensive side of their line.
Badgers defense, a chance to sub. So the center judge holding up play. Now backs off as Milroe is ready to get the snap. He gets it. Time in the pocket. Winds it up. Throws it deep. Right side. Incomplete. Tight coverage from Nizer Forkurine. It was intended for Emmanuel Henderson. Junior wide receiver. Ball well overthrown. 2nd and 10 Alabama at the Wisconsin 44-yard line.
Yeah, and talking to some of the defensive coaches during the week, I think you're going to see, you have to kind of figure out how are we going to slow down and stop the run game. You're going to put your corners out on some islands. There was a really nice job by Forkurine.
This is a very fast group of receivers. Talking to Alabama folks, they think they have more explosiveness in that area this year. 3 receivers to the left. Haynes, the runner. Jam Miller, the running back. Quarterback draw. Milroe breaking left inside the 40. 35 slips on the turf and goes down. Still a first down run and a gain of 13 to the 30. Make that a gain of 12. They'll place at the 32 of Wisconsin. Milroe ran for more than 500 yards a year ago. And remember, in college football, sacks count against your rushing totals. That gives you even a better idea of how good he is when he pulls it and runs.
And that shows the challenges. It looks like it's a pass. Linebackers get into their drop. The center, Brailsford, gets up on our linebacker. All kinds of room for Milroe.
Josh Cuevas tied in. Will motion, lines up wing on the right side. 3 receivers left. Here's Milroe rolling off to the right, trying to find a crease. And right there is Tackett Curtis, who gets to the quarterback. Gain of 1, they'll say, at the 31 of Wisconsin. Curtis getting that starting call for Jake Chaney. who was hit with a targeting penalty in the second half and cannot play in the first half today.
That play, Lowry did a fantastic job of stretching that, making him continue to bounce, 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 and that let Curtis get in there and make that tackle. That is what you have to do here. You have to keep him bottled up.
Bill Rowe lost his helmet, so he comes out for a play. Ty Simpson, a very highly regarded quarterback, in there now on second and nine at the Wisconsin 31-yard line. Simpson takes it, gives it up the middle. Jam Miller inside the 30-yard line. He is dropped by Brandon Lane on the defensive line, as well as outside linebacker Aaron Witt. They'll mark at the 27 of Wisconsin, where it's third down and five. 6:30 left first quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin.
Yeah, really good job there by Witt coming off of that edge and squeezing down and setting up here. Now we're in a third and five, and you're going to hear the crowd. This is where you're hoping to get a false start. Put some pressure on this offensive line. Give your defensive guys a little bit of added juice to get the jump off that snap count.
Jalen Milrow back in at quarterback. Kendrick Law, one of the receivers on the left, motions to the right on third down and five. Milrow to throw. Again, has time. He'll fire it left. Ball overthrown. Jeremy Bernard, the intended receiver. Max Lofi on the coverage. Fourth and five. On comes the field goal team for Alabama.
This is what we talked about. One of those keys to the game. Third and five. Make them throw the football. And now I think you're going to look at pass rush. You have to make sure you're disciplined with your rush lanes. And if you just have him sit in that pocket and force him to make tight window throws, that's all you can ask for as a Wisconsin defender.
Here's Garrett Nicholson, the Lou Groza Award winner from a season ago at Miami of Ohio, transfers to Alabama, and he'll try a 46-yarder. Just right of center, the snap, the spot, the kick, no good. Wide right, and Alabama comes up empty. And a little more juice into this Camp Randall Stadium crowd as we'll take a break. Game-changing performance on your farm begins with ag equipment that's made for more. Discover the entire lineup of Claus tractors, combines, forage harvesters, and more. Visit claas.com. 53 left first quarter, Wisconsin 3, Alabama nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride for the Shamrock Supplied.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. It's uwbadgers.com/contest. Nicholson misses from 46 yards away. Still 3-0 Wisconsin. 5:53 left in the first quarter. I know an old ball coach who loved the big games, especially the big home games. Patrick, what do you got on Barry Alvarez today?
Coach Alvarez stopped by practice this week to talk to the team. It was a brief conversation, but among the things he shared with them is, you're going to have a big crowd. You're going to have a great crowd, but it's on you guys to make sure that they are engaged. They'll be ready to go from the jump, but you guys need to make big plays. You need to give them things to get excited about, and don't be afraid to play to this crowd. I'm not sure the Badgers have hit the big play yet, other than maybe that 53-yard field goal. But so far, they've done a good job of keeping this crowd engaged, that's for sure.
This was in Barry's wheelhouse, games like this. You want to do the voice, or should I?
The pendulum now.
The whole idea, that pendulum, I love that quote because it's such a great visual from a momentum standpoint. But you give up some stuff. Yeah, quarterback goes down, but you stop him. Don't give up any points, and here you go. You can go build off of him.
Braden Locke back in there at quarterback. Ches Malusi, the running back. Will Pauling slot to the right. Snap to Locke. He'll give it to Malusi over the right side, across the 30-yard line. Good finish on the run. Rams his way up near the 35-yard line on a gain of 8.
Yeah, I think it's really important. Braden Locke gets thrown in there in the middle of a drive. Threw a couple of balls that were a little bit, you know, not his best. Get back, establish that run. Jake Renfro, the center, did a fantastic job of sealing. That gave Malusi a little run.
Second down, just shy of the 35-yard line. Closer to 3 yards to go here for Wisconsin. Pulling the green out to the right. Locke gets the snap. Hands off to Malusi, working the right side again, and he is sent to the turf at about the 36, 37-yard line. Quay Rousseau, redshirt freshman, really, I would say, highly regarded, but who isn't on the Alabama roster? There.
Yeah, and you're going to test these guards with, you know, how you're going to run linebackers, and you have to be really good with your feet. Really good with your hands because...
Three receivers to the left. Play clock at 5 as Locke gets them organized. Falling in motion to the right. Here's the give to Walker, and a strong young man up the middle pops his way across the 40, up to the 41-yard line. First down, Wisconsin.
Yeah, LT Overton there and had an opportunity, and Walker said, no, I am going to continue to churn my legs, and I'm not going to not get that first down. That was just a good barrel-nose run by Walker.
C.J. Williams will come out to the left. Bryson Green to the right. C.J. caught his first touchdown pass last week against South Dakota. And we see the running back, and Locke will give it to him. Ches over the left side, across the 45 to the 50-yard line. Almost broke out the gate, brought down on the play by Devontae Smith out of the secondary. And a first down run for the Badgers at the Alabama 48-yard line. 3:48 left first quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin.
Ashcraft came back in motion, and he knocked out the defensive end, and Riley Malman mauled his man down. I always love seeing Malachi Moore, their safety, yelling at their guys, you have to control that line of scrimmage. That's what you want to see, a little infighting over on the Bama side.
Ashcraft, slot right, motions left, Locke back to throw, looking, one pump, in trouble, oh! Ball's knocked out, and right to Ches Malusi. Boy, Locke got hammered, and a very polite bounce right to Malusi, who covers it up at the 48 of Wisconsin. Loss of 4, but boy, there's your warning sign. You've got to get it out of your hands. You are not going to have a ton of time to scan against this Alabama front.
Yeah, very fortunate. I mean, that was a violent hit by Overton, and Jack Nelson did a pretty good job initially. He slipped off, and you have to realize you're going to have to get rid of the football quicker than that.
4 receivers, 2 either side. Second and 14 for the Badgers. Their own 48-yard line. Cade Yacomelli in at running back. Tretch Kekahuna, slot right. Loops in motion to the left. Locke looking to throw. Looking, pressure, throws. And it's not close to anyone. Breaking inside. Looked like it was Vinny Anthony. The pass went to the boundary. And it's 3rd and 14 for the Badgers at their own 48-yard line. 2:39 left in the opening quarter. 3-0 Wisconsin.
This is the hard part because, you know, you go through practice, and as you said, it was a good spirited battle throughout camp, but this is different. This is why they're Alabama. Things speed up, and you have to kind of get used to that. And fortunately, they had a dropped interception and a very fortuitous bounce. You have to pick up that speed of play out there on the field.
3 receivers, including Quincy Burroughs, to the left. Locke throwing on 3rd down. Pass caught underneath by Vinny Anthony inside the 40, and he's very close to the first down. Oh, that's some serious work after the catch from Vinny Anthony. And they look to be right at the marker, which they need about the 38 of Alabama. The ball's just inside the 39. It's 4th down, and Fickell keeps the offense out there. 2:13 left first quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin. Locke gets them up to the line of scrimmage on 4th down. Less than a yard to go. The center judge allowing Alabama to sub defensively.
And the play clock is at 10 on fourth down, and a timeout taken here, I believe, by Wisconsin. Let's see.
Plays under further review.
They're going to check the spot, I would think, here with a minute 59 left in the first quarter. Boy, Vinny Anthony showing some work after the catch. Young man out of Louisville, Kentucky. So we have a minute 59 left in the first quarter. 3-0 Wisconsin. And we have our first replay review.
I think he got it. I'm not being a homer. I think he got to the 38 right at it. That was, Matt, you said it. You get the ball out of your hands quickly. And then Vinny Anthony made a guy miss and then just ran hard.
Very close. Patrick, what do you have?
One of the advantages of playing in front of this big audience at a Fox National game like this is you get multiple more cameras than normal. In fact, they've got pylon cameras all over the place, including right at the first down stick. That's a mark and a camera angle you don't normally have that they have at their disposal.
If it's short, they're still going to have to re-spot it because they have the ball just inside the 39. I mean, it's a matter of an inch or two short at worst.
After review, the ruling on the field stands as called. It's fourth down.
Guess not.
Boy, I don't like that spot a whole lot.
I think that's one of those. You have all, Patrick is saying, you have all these extra cameras. But if it's not super, I guess, conclusive, they're just going to roll with it. But, yeah, I agree with you, Matt. I don't know if it was enough for the first down, but it was definitely 3 or 4 inches more closer to it.
They're still right there. I mean, we're talking... Yep. We're talking about a foot at most, probably not even. So Fickell keeps the offense out there. It is fourth down, less than a yard. Line of scrimmage just inside the Alabama 39. Tawee Walker is in the game. Badgers getting their receiving corps situated. Green wide right, Pauling slot right. Ashcraft to the left. And here's the snap, the lock. Gives it to Walker. Got hit right away, and Alabama gets the stop. Getting penetration was Deontay Lawson, the outstanding linebacker. So the Badgers get turned back on fourth down and about a foot at most. And we'll take a break at Camp Randall. Just as touchdown tastes great teamwork, a successful farm tastes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit KSIH.com/Badgers. A minute 43 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin 3, Alabama nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the Badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
During the weekend of September 27th through the 29th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffel store, spend $1,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Alabama turns back Wisconsin on fourth and short. The Tide will take over just shy of its 40-yard line. With a minute 43 left of the first quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin.
Fourth and short, and you think, let's just pick this up. Unfortunately, the snap was maybe a little bit high. kind of threw maybe a second of timing off, but you know Alabama is going to shoot its guns. They had their backers up, and Lawson came shooting in and didn't even let Walker get moving because Walker's been really good at finishing, churning through, but you can't allow that penetration. You'll allow that, and then Alabama makes that stop, and all of a sudden now that pendulum that we felt was all going Wisconsin, now it's up to the defense to regain it, getting that football back for the offense.
Jalen Milroe in the Alabama offense, second time around. Missed field goal on the first possession. Jam Miller, junior out of Tyler, Texas, is the running back. Four receivers to either side. Miller to the left of Milroe. Boots in motion into the backfield. Milroe shows it, pulls it, running left, 40, 45, 50-yard line, 45, 40, outside the numbers, 35-yard line, and out of bounds goes Jalen Milroe. There are many who will tell you Milroe is as athletically gifted as any quarterback in America, and he runs Alabama back into Wisconsin territory.
You're asking a lot of Lowry there. He has to close down, and you're asking to stop the run, and Milroe did a great job of just keeping it and running.
From the 34 of Wisconsin, first and 10, handoff jam. Miller trying the right side, and he gets pulled down at about the 31-yard line by John Pius, outside linebacker, fifth-year senior, transfer from William & Mary. Gain of three, second down and seven for the Badger 31 with a minute 23 left in the opening quarter.
Good job by Pius, but that just shows you that those last two plays show you the challenges that you have. You have to close down to stop their running game, running back, but Milroe, if he pulls, all of a sudden that edge is there. That's why you need, you know, more support from your secondary coming down. It is a huge challenge.
Elijah Hills, Ben Barton, the down lineman for Wisconsin. Double wide to the left on second down. Milroe pulls it, trying to work off the right edge. And he is chopped to the turf right at the line of scrimmage by Ricardo Hallman. Might have been a loss of a little bit as well. Good work by the Badgers corner. It's now third down and about eight just inside the 32 of Wisconsin.
Great pursuit. And I just said you have to have that support from your secondary. You have to have willing tacklers. Rico did a great job there getting in, filling, and getting him down, setting up this third and seven.
Empty backfield. Three receivers left, two on the right. Third down for the Badger 32-yard line. Milroe gets the shotgun snap. Badgers bring in five. Milroe pop fly deep right side wide open. Ryan Williams, touchdown. Alabama down the right sideline. The 17-year-old freshman already with his fourth touchdown catch of the season. And Alabama leads 6-3 in the final half minute of the first quarter.
Yeah, there's nothing real specific about that. You just ran a straight fly route down the sideline, and the timing and the throw was perfect. That just a good little out route, and then whoop, unfortunately dropped it in there perfectly.
Able to get behind R.J. Delancey, the Badgers corner, as Graham Nicholson on for the extra points. And the kick is away, and it is good. Alabama has shown that quick strike capability. It's interesting. People talk about Wisconsin needing explosive plays. People talk about Alabama. Well, can you sustain long drives? Well, they haven't had to because of that quick strike capability. It's officially a 31-yard touchdown pass from Milroe to Ryan Williams, and it's 7-3 Alabama with 20 seconds left in the opening quarter. We'll keep it here.
Yeah, and that's always the balance, right? You want to have good consistency where you can sustain drives, but you need those big plays, and Alabama's been able to do that. That was a great example on that drive because it shows you how taxing this offense is on opposing defenses. Just watching the defensive ends for Wisconsin, you have to crash. You have to stop the running back. And if you do, Milroe will pull it. And if you don't have that support coming out, you get the 12 and 13-yard run. Then you give it to the tailback. He gets 4-5. And all along the way, you're going to leave your corners in one-on-one coverage, and they have to hold up. And unfortunately, on that drive, we were unable to do so.
Elijah Hills going into the Mueller Sports Medicine injury tent with the defensive lineman. Connor Talty kicking off. Waiting for it is Vinny Anthony, and this will sail over his head and into the end zone for touchback as we check it again with Patrick.
Little gamesmanship at the end of that touchdown. I don't know if you caught it. Ryan Williams caught it right in front of the Wisconsin student section. He put the W sign up with his fingers and then smashed it over his knee. The student section was not pleased with that, and neither was the Badgers defense of giving up seven.
True freshman with senior style. And this kid backing it up in this early stage of the season for the Tide. So Braden Locke, if you're just checking in, continues at quarterback. Tyler Van Dyke injured on the first possession of the day for Wisconsin. First and 10 for the Badgers, their own 25-yard line. And Locke gets the snap, handoff Tawee Walker into a sea of white jerseys led by the linebacker Deontay Lawson. Gain of a couple to the 27-yard line on what will be the final play of the first quarter. The Badgers get a 53-yard field goal from Nathaniel Vakos. Alabama, a 31-yard touchdown pass from Jalen Milroe to Ryan Williams. Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive. Available in stores and online to revive like a badger. Check out MuellerRevive.com. 15 minutes in the books. Alabama 7, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of September 27th through the 29th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $1,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy Braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium, a little special celebration for 71-25. Ron Dayne on the field right now, 25 years after winning the Heisman Trophy. A scoreboard update, number 17, Michigan over Arkansas State, 7-3, midway through the second quarter. Illinois leads Central Michigan also by that same count, 7-3, early in the second quarter. Matt?
Quite the ovation for Ron Dayne, a guy to my left here in the booth. Spent a little time blocking for old number 33. Oh, the flashbacks. They're showing some of those highlights. He's pretty good.
Yeah, man. He was really good. And I don't think, I know he's fully appreciated here. I don't know about that maybe all over, but 7,125 yards rushing, the all-time king. And it's great. I can't believe it's been 25 years. Since that's happened.
It is amazing. That was like the perfect day here, about 69 degrees at kickoff in mid-November against Iowa. Ron sets the record. You guys clinch the outright Big Ten championship, the only Big Ten team to win the Rose Bowl game in consecutive seasons. But that day, November 13th, 1999, however many were here, if it was 80,000, 800,000 will claim to be here. And they were, in a way.
Yeah, no, I think that's the beauty of it. And we all remember, how that all played out. And you just forget. I think people, know Ron as a big physical runner. You just watch that jumbotron. There are a lot of long runs that Ron Dayne had. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just 4 or 5 yards at a clip. It was also, I'm going to wear you out, and people aren't going to be interested in tackling me in the third and fourth quarter. And that was the beauty of blocking for Ron.
There's a little delay with some of the Fox television equipment, a little sky cam, maybe a little camera delay there, a little technical malfunction. That's why we're a couple beats late starting the second quarter. Yeah, Luke Fickell referred to Ron as kind of a nimble bear. I think that was his
turn.
Yeah,
that was
turn.
A fun little
That was
line.
Good. That was
a
good.
A nimble bear.
So we start the second quarter, 7-3. Alabama leads Wisconsin. The Badgers have a second and 8 at their own 27-yard line. By the way, we mentioned Elijah Hills went into the Mueller Sports Medicine injury tent, but he appears to be okay. He popped back out. Badgers offense continuing here with Braden Locke. Eddie Anthony, Will Pauling out to the left. C.J. Williams to the right. Locke will shoot it on the slant intended for Williams. It is incomplete. Coverage from Damani Jackson near the 35-yard line and make it third down and eight for the Badgers. Their own 27. So Locke here in the early going, still trying to get some rhythm. Two out of six throwing the ball.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And that's, you got to find some easy throws because right now everything is hard. These windows are very tight. A little RPO pull, linebacker closed. He threw it behind him.
Tawee Walker, the running back on third down. Bama rushing four. Locke under pressure. Flush to his right. Throwing, and it's in the dirt. Incomplete. Intended for Williams. Again, Jackson, the cornerback. And a modern day, C.J. Williams, also modern day. So C.J. excited. He's going up against a couple of former teammates, including Damani Jackson here today. Jackson gets the better of it. Badgers punting on fourth and eight at their own 27.
Yeah, we can't live in third and eight. Nope. It's going to be way too difficult. Alabama's D-line is very good. The pass rush and the pressure and all of that. So that drive was stopped because of the first and second down as well.
Jalen Mbakwe is deep. Atticus Bertram's on the punt. Little roll to the left. And the kick is away, wobbling toward the sideline, and takes an Alabama bounce. The Badgers will kill it across the 35-yard line. The launch snapper, Kaysen Pfeiffer, getting there for Wisconsin. We're 20 seconds into the second quarter, 7-3 Alabama. That was a 37-yard punt from Bertrams.
Yeah, and now I think, you know, I know we keep talking about momentum, but this is the case where your backup quarterback is in the game. A little bit struggling so far, trying to find some things in the passing game. I'm not going to call for a pick six yet, but this is one of those times where you need to find some lost yardage plays. You need to get the juice back in this crowd because Alabama has captured that momentum. Now it's up to this defense to try to recapture it.
Tackett Curtis, Christian Allegro. Inside linebacker tandem, Justice Haynes, the running back. Four receivers to either side for the Alabama. 36-yard line pre-snap movement. Penalty markers fly.
Hopefully none of that inducement, or what is that
the
called?
The disconcerting signals.
Small start. Offense, number 77. Five-yard penalty. First down.
You want to get a growl from the Wisconsin head coach. Ask him about disconcerting signals, the defense.
He was a grizzly bear, not a nimble bear when you ask him about that.
First and 15 for the Tide at the Alabama 31-yard line. C.J. Dupree, the tight end, slot on the right side on first and 10. Keeping it is Milroe off the right side. Juke move across the 35-yard line. And Nizer Forcurine wraps him up at the 37 of Alabama. So they get about six there. Second down and nine for the Tide.
That play right there just shows you all the things Alabama stresses on your defense.
And second down, trips to the left. Milroe to throw. Pocket gets tied. The pass is high and incomplete. Badgers got a little heat on Milroe there. It'll be third down and nine, Alabama, at its own 37-yard line.
Kurt Neal just pushed and pushed and got his hand up in the face of Miro, making it a really difficult throw. And now you get that crowd up. You're getting that third and long. This is the time where you're looking, let's find a way to get a turnover.
Three receivers left, including the tight end C.J. Dupree. Two on the right. From the Alabama 37, third down and nine, Dupree in motion. Into the backfield, snap the Milroe. Badgers bring it forward. Left side pass. It is caught by Haynes. He gets pushed out of bounds by Ricardo Holman. He got the job done. Got Haynes out of bounds about 4 yards short of the stick at the 42-yard line of Alabama. And Kalen DeBoer will send on the punt team for the first time today.
Wisconsin brought some pressure. Alabama kept their guys in. And that, again, this is what this game is going to come down to. Can your boundary people, can your secondary folks get guys down? They're going to be one-on-one matchups. That's what Alabama's going to force you to do. That time we did. Milroe arguing to try to go for it. Alabama's punting it away.
James Burnup will punt. Tyrell Henry is deep for Wisconsin this week, and this is a high sailing punt, and Henry will get the fair catch at the 5-yard line, 53-yard punt. There was such hang time there. I mean, you could let it go, but it was well covered by Alabama. Now, that was a tough situation either way as the Badgers now starting at their 5, first and 10 with 13:44 left in the half. It is 7-3 Alabama, and we'll go ahead and take a break. Wisconsin football brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. We're back in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The